At present, we're addressing what I believe to be a very fundamental question in the origin of life and the origin of the RNA or RNA-like polymers. If we think about the Watson-Crick double helix, we're all very familiar with the spiral double helix. What is holding together that double helix at the center are actually the pairing of the bases to each other. We're very familiar with C pairs with G and A pairs with T in DNA. A difficulty in trying to understand where these polymers came from is that if these bases are just by themselves in aqueous solution, then what we know is that they don't pair with each other. They actually stack on top of each other. They stack like this, and water is interacting on the outside. So this brings up a paradox. How did life know, quote, know, to take these molecules and put them in the polymers when they're not pairing in the first place? So we came up with a hypothesis on about 10 years ago that perhaps there were some small molecules that we like to call molecular midwives that were in the solution, the prebiotic solution, that acted as templates to help bring together these molecules. Now, these molecules would have had a size and shape that was very similar to that of a Watson-Crick base pair. And so instead of the bases stacking on each other, they would also be favored to stack onto a surface such as this. And so we could get the stacking of the bases like this. And now if we had more of these molecules, and they are flat molecules like this, they'll have two identical faces, then these molecules could stack up. And by doing so, they would actually allow more Watson-Crick base pairs to form on top of them. And so we would start to make a sandwich, an alternating kind of Dagwood tall sandwich, that would both bring these bases into close proximity to each other, but also organize them in a way that if we have a chemistry that can stitch them together, that is, connect the bases with a backbone, they'd already be pre-organized in a structure that would facilitate this.